Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Chavav, mitzvah 126, connected to yesterday. The two mitzvahs that relate to the carbon of a very poor person, Dali Dalos. As we know, somebody has chayav to bring a carbon, Chatas Olivi Yoreid, so they have to bring an animal. If they can't bring an animal, they don't have enough money, they have to bring birds. If they still don't have enough money, they're what's called Dali Dalos. The Pasuk says that they don't have enough money even for birds, they have to bring an Asiris Ha'efa, a little bit of flour for a chatos, and the Torah tells us one is not allowed to put oil on that flour. That was yesterday's mitzvah, and one is not allowed to put frankincense, lavona, on that mincha. Those are two halachas which usually apply by all other minchas, but here, one is not allowed to put it on, ki chatos hi, as we saw yesterday, the reasons being either because we want to save some money for the ani, that was the second reason the chinuch gave on his own, and the reason that he quoted based on Chazal from the Gemara in Menachas and Davav is that we don't want the achotes carbon to be mehudar, to be glorified and nice, and therefore, because it's achote, just the basic flour, the basic carbon is brought, but nothing mehudar. The Nesiv just points out, before we get to the specific mitzvah, the Nesiv points out, by the dali dalas carbon, it uses the lashon different than a dal or an ashir. It says earlier, by the ashir and the dal, that the carbon that is brought is the ashamo, his asham. It's not an asham, but it's his guilt offering. Mashenkin here, it says karbano asher chata, his karban that he sinned. Doesn't say ashamo, which is a much more personal term. That it suggests that maybe here, part of the reason that we allow him, that the Torah allows him to bring such a little karban, is because the poverty itself is mechaper. That's part of the kapara, and therefore there's not so much label and focus on the karban, which is he brings the ashamo. It's a little less. He brings the carbon that he has to bring. He has to bring a carbon, but that's a lot of what is how the kapara works is even without the carbon is just the metzias itself that what state he is in. Okay, so it says the chinuch shlolitein lavona b'minchas chote. One is not allowed to put lavona on the minchas chote. So let's read the chinuch, and then we'll talk about a couple of issues that relate to both yesterday's and today's mitzvah. Number one says the chinuch shlolaseis lavona b'minchasu shamarnu. One is not allowed to bring lavona on the mincha, like we said. Shalchotei ani shenamar v'lo yitein alei lavona. For lashon haMishnah, the Mishnah says in Menachos on Daf Nun Tes v'chayev al hashemen b'fnei atzma v'al lavona b'fnei atzma. These are two separate isurim. We'll talk more about this soon. Zrat Hashem. The one is chayev if somebody puts shemen or lavona. Two separate isurim. Lefishein shdei lavin b'li safek, because the Torah uses two lashonos, lo and lo. It says it twice. Kol inyan halavona ki inyan hashemen shekasavnu ein laharich bo. One doesn't have to be lengthy about this. It's the same idea. Says the chinuch. If you look in the Dvir HaKodesh, Dvir HaKodesh is one of the Achronim, the contemporary Sfarim of the Achronim on Menachos, in Simin, it's on Daf Ches, Simin Chavtes, he talks about a lundish question, and that is, when we talk about a carbon mincha, carbon mincha is usually made up of a couple of ingredients. We have flour, we have oil, we have lavona, we also have salt. We have a couple of ingredients. What is the inherent definition of the mincha? And what is extra? What is hosafot? What are the spices? So what is it? So he suggests maybe this is a machlokes amoraim on daf chesam and aleph and menachos. Amarav, mincha kedusha below shemen. The mincha has kedusha right when the flour is put into the kli without the oil. Shekein matzina b'lechem apanim, because after all, the lechem apanim doesn't have any oil. And you see it's kadosh. Rabbi Chanina amar, lo zu kedusha b'lo zu, v'lo zu kedusha b'lo zu. No, don't bring me a raya from lechem apanim. That's a different type of case. But really, the kedusha is only once the oil is put in. Says the Dvir HaKodesh, v'nira de'bezeh de'be'emes yesh li'es tapik, be'etzam agdar Hashem mincha. Ha'im ha'soles hu Hashem mincha, rak din Hashem. The mincha is the flour. There's a din in the hakrava, the avoda, that you have to add in certain items to be makrabit. But that's not part of the definition. Oh, or do we say no? The etzem chefza de mincha hu asol Hashem v'lavona. The definition of a mincha is all three. So says the Dvir HaKodesh, maybe that's the machlokas Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Rav, who says that he can learn it out from lechem apanim, that the lechem apanim is a good model, so maybe that's the right, that flour is the ikur ingredient and the ikur definition. And the other items added on is just a din b'hakrava. Mashenkin, Rabbi Chanina, who says lo kedusha zeh b'lo zeh, so maybe all three are part of the definition. If this is true, this has ramifications for our isurim, because by a minchas chotei, one does not put shemen or lavona. The question is, how different is this mincha than the other minchas? So if you say that the definition in general is just the flour and the others are just dinim and hakrava, that it's not so different. So this minchas chote has a different din akrava, but it's the same definition of the carbon mincha. Mashenkin, if you say the general, the real definition of a mincha is usually with the soles and the shemen and the lavona, that's all part of the definition of a mincha, so then we come on to the chiddush that this carbon, the carbon of the minchas chote, is a very different carbon than any other type of carbon mincha. Okay, that's his suggestion, which has ramifications for our case. Okay, let's go back to some of the discussions that the Minchas Chinuch has a joint discussion of yesterday's and today's mitzvah. Just one point from the Chinuch from yesterday, and then we'll get back to the Minchas Chinuch's discussions. The Chinuch mentioned yesterday that oil has to be brought on every carbon mincha, except for this one, except for the minchas chote. But there's a difference that says, going back to the top of the page, in the last mitzvah, v'log shem l'kol isaron, usually a log of oil has to be brought with every isaron of flour, the komets lavona l'chol mincha, bein sh'aisa isaron echad, or afilo shishi isaron. Lavona is the same amount. It doesn't matter how many, 1 or 60. More than 60, though, has to be brought in 2 kalim. That was the din that we mentioned of Rabbi Zeira. Let's talk for a few minutes about that din today. The din of Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, in a number of places in Shas, kol haroi labila ein bila ma'akeves, kol she'ein haroi labila bila ma'akeves, which means, if a mincha is able to be mixed in with its oil, the flour and the oil, and it can mix in well, in the proper ratio, so then if one doesn't do the mixing, it's okay, because all you need is the potential. One does not need to actually do it. But once you don't even have the potential, you have kol she'ein roi labila, so then we say that bila is ma'akev, and the whole din is undermined. That's the din of Reb Zeira by bila. Even though you read Reb Zeira, you think, oh, this is just a din of menachas, which doesn't have so many lines and ramifications. This is a din that comes up all the time. I'll just quote you 4 different cases where you see the din of Reb Zeira totally out of the context of Menachos. The most famous one is probably the halacha in Hilchas Nida, where the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Kuf Tzad Ches, Kuf Tzad Ches is the Simen all about Chatzitza. All the different chatzitzas in Yerodeah, says the Shulchan Aruch. Tzricha lachsos shineha. A person who goes to the mikvah, if a woman goes to the mikvah, she has to floss her teeth, and she has to use a toothpick, and get anything out from between her teeth. Shelo yehei bahem davar chotzeitz. So there's nothing chotzeitz in between her teeth. Sheim tavla v'nimsa shum davar davar bahem, because if she's toveles, and it comes out that there was something stuck in them when she went, lo also la tefila. If the tefila does not work, why not? What do you mean? Does a woman have to open her mouth when she goes to the mikvah? No. So what do you mean? Water doesn't have to get in there, says the Taz. Afal pi she'ein sarach labias mayim. Even though we don't need actual water to get in the mouth or between the teeth, in the base hastarim, didarshinon kol bisaro ma bisaro me avroi af kol me avroi. Just like the skin is on the outside, the flesh is on the outside, so too water only has to touch what is on the outside and revealed. Mikamakom beinan sheyehe ra'ui labias mayim to kol aroi labila. Ain bila makeves, but it has to be roi labias mayim. So we paskin hilchas chatzitza in beis hastarim, in places where water does not have to get to, but it has to be roi labias mayim. Big discussion about anything in the mouth, different types of temporary fillings. What about contact lenses? What about cotton swabs deep into the ear if somebody has an ear infection? These are all serious shilas. But it's all based on the din of Reb Zeira that we need ra'ui labias mayim. Number one. Number two, the Ran in Maseches Sukkah also uses Reb Zeira in a place where Chazal do not use Reb Zeira. The Mishnah in the beginning of Lulav HaGazal talks about what makes a lulav kosher, what makes a lulav pasul. Says the Mishnah, nifridu alav kosher. If its leaves separated a little bit, it is still kosher. Nifritzu alav is pasul, but nifridu is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yogdenu milamala. If they separated the leaves, you have to tie them. Says the Ran there in Yudalim Abayz in the Dafi Avrif. Nifrodu alav kasher, she nifradim lakan ulakan ka'anfei ilon. If they separate and they look like a V, the avagat exiv kapos lalamecha shetehe kafus, even though you learn from the word kapos, kapos tomorrow, that they should be kafus, they should be tied together. Kivan sherawi lakfoso, ein kfisa ma kevesbo. Since it can be tied together, even if you don't, and they're sticking separated apart, it's okay. Aval charus sheino roi lechfoso. But if it's so dried out and so separated that if you try to put it together, it will break. It will not be able to be put together. Kfisa ma'akev esposa. So then it would be ma'akev. Ukide Reb Zera, says the Ran. Like Reb Zera, you need the potential to put it together, even though you don't have to put it together. So you have it by mikvah. You have it by lulav. Number three, you have it in Meseches Yevamos. Rabbi Tam uses this. This we've discussed a number of times in the past. The problem that all the Rishonim deal with. One Gemara says that mipiem below mipiksavam. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos. Daf Lamed Aleph from Abayz, that Edim have to give testimony bal peh with their mouth. They cannot write their testimony mipiem below mipiksavam. So all the Rishonim deal with how do we have an institution called shtar? We know this something called the shtar, shtaraya. So how do you have a shtaraya if mipiem v'lo mipiksavam? The Edom cannot write their testimony. So the Rambam says, and the Rif says, that all shtaris are drabanan. All shtaraya is drabanan. That's one way out of the answer. Or the other answer that we like to talk about is the balamar over here, and the Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Chaf. Shtar is different because the person who is committing in the shtar signed his name. That's different than testifying about a third party. That's what the balamar calls mipiksavam v'lo mipiksavo. Shtar is the concretization of Das HaMeschayev. It's the Das HaMeschayev, it's the committing person's Das concretized in a document, and that's fine. That's a unique Bria called Shtar, and that's okay. Rabbeinu Tam, though, is usually the first sheet that is discussed. Rabbeinu Tam, right there in the Tosfos Laman Alpha Bay, says, no, you know what Mipiem Vlo Mipiksava means? It to exclude a mute. To exclude an Elaim. Why? Says Rabbeinu Tam, if Edom could give the testimony bal peh, then they could write it down as well. If Edom cannot give testimony bal peh, then they cannot write it down. Why? Rabbi Zera, kalaroy labila, ein bila makeves. That's Rabbeinu Tam right here. Shiny Edus drachman amar b'yam lo mibiksavam. Shiny Elaim shein roy lahagid kidamrina kol shein roy labila. Avol acher molksav yado kishes zocher ha'edus. As long as he remembers the testimony, he could write it down. You only need ra'ui lahagid. That is a third place where we see it is used. And finally, the fourth and final discussion that we could have is in Hilchos Tefillah. Comes up all the time. Major machlokas. Three sheetahs in the Rishonim. What happens if somebody is saying Shmoneh Esrei and the Baal Tefillah gets up to Kedusha? What happens? What's the halach of if the Baal Tefillah gets up to Kedusha? So Rashi says in Maseches Sukkah that, let me just get it. I don't know where my sukkah is now. I put it down. Oh, I closed it already because I used it for the run. Says the says Rashi in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Lamed Chesam Beis Im Shama Mitfalim B'Tzibur V'Shliach Tzibur Omakadosh Yeshmei Rabba Yishtaku B'Tfilasan V'Yishmu B'Kavana. Like what we hold, what do? We stop. We listen to the Chazan, and it's as if we said Kedusha. We don't say it, but it's as if we said it. That is what we hold in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Dalet, and that's Rashi Shita. If you think about it, though, it's a pretty amazing Shita. Because, what, we're not allowed to be mafsik, so we're not allowed to say Kedusha, so why are we allowed to stop and listen? It's as if we said it Shamei Ka'oneh. So if it's Shamei Ka'oneh, isn't that a hafsik? So we're not allowed to say it's Miman of Shah. So either way, halacha l'maisa, we hold like Rashi, we can have our cake and eat it too. We can be quiet that it could count enough for Shamei Ka'oneh that we yotei Kedusha, but it's not good enough that it's called a hafsik. That is Shitas Rashi. Tosfos says, no, what are you talking about? Tosfos says, if you stop and are mafsik, so that if you stop and hear Kedusha, it's as if you said it. And that it's called a hefsek. So you know what Tosfos says? Keep going. Don't stop. Tosfos says, Shamei Ka'oneh, you can't stop. What's the lumdus? Rashi and Tosfos. So all the Achronim say, the Mishnah Yavetz and the Bir Halach, all the Achronim say, the Machlokos Rashi Tosfos is how to view Shamei Ka'oneh. So you view Shamei Ka'oneh as if you mamish said it. That's Tosfos. So don't stop. Or like Rashi. Rashi says, no, you get the credit, but it's not mamish as if you said it. So that's Rashi. So that's what we hold. But if you look in the Ritva in Sukkah Lamed Ches, he relates to our issue. The Ritva says, when do we say Shomea Ka'oneh would work? Only if you could say it yourself. then Shomea Ka'ona would work. But in our case, as Ritva, I agree with Tosfos. Because you can't say it yourself. If you can't say it yourself, so then it's not going to work. Why? Rebbe Zeira. Only kala ra'ui v'chein alacha she'b'chol davar she'yosi yadei acherim she'ish lo lanus amenu davar acher im shama v'lo ana klau, you're okay. Mi'a dafka b'sher ra'ui la'anos aval im eino ra'ui la'anos kegon she'ino naki oshem ispalel v'eino rosher la'afsik eino yote b'shmi'a. Shomea ka'one works with Rebbe Zeira only if you can do it yourself. What about an elaim? What about somebody who can't talk? Could they use Shomea Ka'one? So that, yes, the Shakas Aryeh says, you don't have to go that far. There's a difference between a person who's in the middle of davening, who halachically can't be mafsik, and somebody who's an elaim. He doesn't hold like the go like with that ritva. The Shakas Aryeh says, Mikol Macham Nirali Diyosi Dechavasu Am Shomea Kriya Shema Me'acher. Mishun De Shomea Ka'one Amrinam Lanami Lagabe Elaim. Ava Bishiyev Shalom Latsi Sayde Atzmo Klau Ve'enzo Inyan Leina Roy Labila. The Bishlama Hassam, why is there a difference? Over there, there's a mitzvah's bila b'mincha lechadchila. And therefore, if you didn't do it, at least that you have the potential. But over here, lechadchila, Shomea Ka'one dami. Over here, Shomea Ka'one is good enough. Ve'ein sorach likros b'fiv dafka. Ve'afil lechadchila b'shmiya sagilei. U'piv shel chavero k'piv dami. The language of the Shakas Aryeh. And therefore, elaim is okay. So these are four examples where we see Shomea Ka'one. I'm sorry, where we see Rabbi Zeira, Kalaroi, Labila, but it all starts off with our din of Rabbi Zeira by a Karban Mincha and the oil of a Karban Mincha, which has to do with yesterday's mitzvah and today's mitzvah. Okay, that is Bila. Let's go now to see some of the Minchas Chena. Minchas Chena points out in Os Dalid. In Os Dalid, we did the first part of Os Dalid yesterday, that the only Isser is after it is Mekudesh Bekli. But then he says in the top column, Vim Nasan Shemin Loke Vagam Nifshalah Mincha. Not only is one, does one violate an Issa Daraisa if they put the oil in, but the Mincha becomes Pasol. Vidafka Im Nasan Kizayis Shemin Al Kizayis Mincha. Only the Daraisa is if I put a Kizayis of oil on a Kizayis of a Mincha. Avalim Nasan Shemin Al Pachos Mi Kizayis Min A Mincha. But if I put Shemin on less than a Kizayis, lo pasla. The Efshar, he says, it is possible. Isura Ika Kamo Chati Shir. We know there's Chati Shir Lassam in the Torah. The Gemara Mesechus Yumas. Maybe here too. If I eat a half a piece of treif, I violate an Issadar Raisa, even though I don't get the Onesh. So maybe here too. If you do less than a Kizayis, maybe also it would work. Gam Nira Dimit Starif Afil Lachar Shah. And maybe, says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe you could combine. Let's say I put a half a Kizayis now and half a Kizayis in an hour from now. Maybe you could combine. Im Nasan al Chatzizayis v'chaz im Nasan al Chatzizayis over. Why? De lo shayich b'chdei achilas pras. Kivan de lav isuri achilahem mitzarif af b'yoser. The Minchas Chinuch alludes to a big discussion in the Achronim. It could be, says the Minchas Chinuch, that even if I do a little bit now and a little bit later after k'dei achilas pras, after the 3 to 9 minute rule which we have by Yisuri Achila, it would still be mitzarif, because why do you need those 9 minutes? Those 9 minutes, that k'dei achilas pras, is to define a maisa achila. Here we're not talking about achila. We're just talking about putting oil on a flour. So maybe you could do that even an hour in between. One could have said just the opposite. One could have said, and this is what the Chacham Sfi writes in the Tshuva, in Simen Peivav, just the opposite. By a Maisa Achila, that's where you have some flexibility, and you have a couple of minutes flexibility, because what's called a Maisa Achila. Mashenkein, by all other cases, you might have said you have even less than that. You know what? You have to do the Maisa right now. You didn't do the Maisa of putting oil on right now, so it's done. What's later on? That's nothing. But Tokadei Deber, we have that concept by actions. But other than that, maybe you'll say, you cannot be mitzarifit. So that is an important discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. Which direction do you go in? By non-Isuri Achila, do you have more flexibility, like the Minchas Chinuch says, or do you have less flexibility, which other Achronim say as well? He says at the end, V'im Nasan, at the end of that paragraph, V'im Nasan Pachos B'Kazayas Shemen Al Kazayas Min HaMincha, also if you put less than a Kazayas of Shemen on a whole Kazayas of HaMincha, Safek. He's not sure exactly what the halacha would be there. Okay, the same thing with Shira, by the way, he says in Ozayin, talking about today's mitzvah Lavona. V'davka Kizayis Lavona. Afilo al-mashu min mincha over b'lav. If you put a Kizayis of Lavona on any amount of a mincha, one violates. But, like the Mishnah says in Menachis, and the Minchas Chinuch quotes it, there's a way to retract this Aveira. Even though you usually cannot retract, you do an Aveira, but here, you can't take oil back. If you put oil on flour, there's no way to get it out. But if you put Lavona on top, maybe you could take all the Lavona off. Aval Amrotza Malakita Lavona, V'chazra HaMincha LeHechshera. And the Mincha becomes kosher once again. And you L'chora would get out of Yisur. Just like if you put a pot on a fire on Shabbos, and then before it cooks, you take it off. You didn't violate Bishul. So too here. But Palkos, because I is Lavona, ain't over Vein Apsua. If you put on less than because I is Lavona, it's not going to be Usser. He does then have an interesting Safek. What happens if he puts, in the next paragraph, if you put a Chatzi Zayis of Lavona on, and then you take it off, and then you put another Chatzi Zayis of Lavona on? What happens if this mincha had a whole Kzayis of Lavona on it, but not at the same time? He compares it to the case in Maseches Chul and Daf Kuf Gimel, where somebody eats a Chatzi Zayis of Treif, throws it up, and then eats another Chatzi Zayis of Treif. So, do you violate? Is it about the totsah, the result of having the Isser inside a person or on the mincha? Or is it about the maisa that one has to do, and then even if one doesn't have it anymore, it is still could be usser. Just two other quick points. In Ost Test, the Menchas Chinuch points out that the Chinuch here, for some reason, limits the isser to male kohanim, and the Menchas Chinuch does not like it. What do you mean? Anybody? Just like. He said, look at the contrast. In Mitzvah Kuf Chav Dalet, two mitzvahs ago, the Chinuch says the mitzvah applies the isser of severing the head of the Chatas Ha'of from the body. It applies to anybody. You're right, only Kohanim could do the Avodah, but anybody can violate this Isser. So too here, why is it by these mitzvahs, and he says it also, the same thing is said by the Minchas Kenaos, in Parshas Naso, the Isser says the Chinuch only applies to male Kohanim. As if to say that this is a din in a Gavra Oved. The Isser is a Gavra Oved to put the oil on. But if you're not a Gavra Oved, you're a Mufka. You passel the Karban, but you're not going to violate the Isser. But that seems to be what the Chinuch is pointing to, but the question is, why should that be? That's an Os Test. In Os Yud Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch has another question, just on Chazal. We know that there are two Isurim here. You can't put Lavona on it, you cannot put Shemen on it. The Minchas Chinuch brings up the issue that is discussed in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam in Shoresh Shmini, which fascinatingly, at the end of Sif Os Yud Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't have a Sefer HaMitzvahs, so I can't look it up, but I know they talk about it there. He didn't have a Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, at least in certain times when he was writing the Sefer. We've had this once before that he didn't have it. He had a Chinuch. He didn't have one in front of him. See, he says there that what is discussed in Shoresh Shmini is, how do you know when the Torah says low, does it mean an Avera, or sometimes it just means a Mitzius, low. Right? Not that you're not allowed to do something, but that the Torah is just telling you this is not something that occurs. Let me just find some examples that the Rambam himself gives. The Rambam says, "Amnam shlilas chiyuv hu inyan acher shetishlol nasul minosei vein bo meinyan sivui shum davar klau." It's like saying so and so didn't eat yesterday. It's something like that. But that's not v'lo kam navi od b'Yisrael kamoshe lo ish el v'chazev lo takum pa'amim tsarav lo amad ish v'lo kam v'lo zami menu. Right, nobody stood up during Choshech. Is that an Isser? Mordechai didn't stand up in front of Haman. That's not an Isser. That's just describing an event. So sometimes, most of the time, lows in the Torah mean a tzivoy, and other times it's a shlila, and it's hard to know sometimes when is something a shlila, when is it a tzivoy. The Rambam tries to give different rules. The Menchas Chinuch, though, wonders just how did Chazal know by these two Isurim it's an Isser. You might say the Minchas Chote only has flour. And it doesn't get oil or Lavona. Who says it's an Avera to put on the Lavona? After all, one of the Tanoim says that the previous Isser of not severing the head of the Chatas Ha'of, that's a Mitzias, that's a Shlila. So we paskin, it's a Tzivui. But here, for some reason, nobody says it's a Shlila. So he just says that Tzorach Iyan, Chazal have a Misora, that these two are specific Isurim, not just a Mitzius, that it does not have Shemen or Lavona. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Be'ez Hashem, we will talk more about the next mitzvah. We get into Asham coming up, the next mitzvah, Be'ez Hashem, which we will do next week. Everybody should have a good Shabbos.